Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, is here now. Kim, what's happening in the crop markets this week?
Well, it looks quiet, but there's quite a bit happening. You look at wheat prices over the last 2 weeks, we've lost about 40 cents in the wheat prices from around $9.85 down to $9. You go to corn, the market's taken 20 cents off of that in the last week or week and a half, down to around $7.50. Soybeans, as we talked about last week, have just been wallowing around. They're down about 35 cents this week to $13.25. And cotton, that's the one commodity that's taken a beating. It's down about 7 cents from around 85 to 78 cents. That's on the futures market. Take about 3 cents off. That gets it about 75 cents in southwestern Oklahoma.
The drought is, of course, what we're talking about a lot. How is it translating to the crop markets?
It's having a relatively big impact, both on prices and on production. On prices, there's a lot of risk for production. Stocks are relatively tight, both in the United States. Not quite as tight around the world, but there is tight stocks. And when we can't get our wheat planted, and if we can't get it raised, it's impacting prices. And I think it's keeping prices up a little bit. It's also impacting the planting decisions. Do farmers want to dust it in, or do they want to wait on rain? I think it's extremely important that they check with their crop insurance agent to look at that final planting date and what the consequences are of not planting versus planting.
You've talked about the Russia-Ukraine war being really the biggest factor that's impacting the market. How so?
There's a lot going on there. I think that one thing we got to look at is the point of view of Ukraine. Right now, they've been taking back territory that they'd lost. Ukraine basically feels if they don't take all of that land that they've lost to Russia, even what they lost in 2014, it's going to create problems in the future. You look at Russia politically, Putin can't allow Ukraine to take that land back or to give up what they've already gotten. So you got the Russian people on the one hand that are getting concerned about the war, and you got Putin that if he loses that territory, he's going to lose his job. So there's a lot going on there, and it's impacting our markets and our prices.
What are your thoughts related to prices and then making production decisions?
Well, I think as you're looking prices, they're relatively good. And if you look over all on the market, the input cost and the prices right now, $9 wheat, your cost of production is probably around $7.75. So it's offering you a profit, and it'd be good to forward contract that however you can't, because you don't know how much production you're going to have. It may be from zero to above average yields. That wheat is a marvelous plant. So it's got a potential to impact prices over the long run. Prices could be as low as 6 at harvest or as high as 13. So it's just making decisions for producers tough.
Kim, last but not least, is there any good news to report today?
I think there is some good news. I think it's good news that the market's offered a profit, and the odds are that profit's going to hold through harvest. You look at the inputs that we've got to have, fertilizer, chemicals, fuel. Yes, those prices are relatively high, but they are available if we need them. And most producers have crop insurance. If they can't get it planted or if they have a crop failure, they've got a backstop. They got some protection there with the crop insurance. And finally, it will rain. We just don't know when, but it will rain.
All righty, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.